Tannehill County. I own a barber shop.
10 seconds, Dave.
Any other time, I would gladly welcome any of these men in, and y'all look like you could use it, except for the humanitarian, for a haircut. I would invite them in. I would be neighborly. I would want to welcome them.
Yep. Quick question. Are you shooting any type of arrow that could penetrate that wood or go through that wood?
No.
At all?
Not even. There are no broadheads on the arrows. All the arrows are practice points. Okay. Or they call them nubs.
Does Mike personally, might be a question for Mike, do you receive any money from these shoots?
No.
Nothing?
I've donated everything.
You donate everything?
Right.
You allow them to use the property and receive nothing?
You're exactly right. And I know, like he says, we've depleted our funds. My funds are not depleted. I'd just like to add that going on with this.
We're not trying to be bad neighbors, and we, as a club, we're not trying to leave a bad taste in anybody's mouth. You know, if this doesn't go through, I mean, we're going to have to find another piece of property.
Real quick, just so these guys understand, because I've been on it and they have it, mm-hmm. From the road, can you go back to the aerial?
The what?
The air, like a topography or the aerial photo.
The one that shows the range.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. So, Mike, from the main street there, coming up, not in your like right before you turn in your driveway.
Right.
Tell me, can you see from your street target number 30, which would be the last target there?
No way.
Why?
Why? Because there's a grade. The hill, you know, goes like this and then down.
So you can't see any of these targets from the road?
No.
Of 1 through 30?
No.
Okay. I can't remember, because I know there's still a grade on the range. Can you see the range from the road?
No.
Okay. And then one more last question. From that road to the parking area, what is the distance there? So that little square where the parking is taking place, how far are you from the road? Yeah,
you got a few hundred. Hold on, you mean going towards the range?
No, from
the street. Or you mean
from here
to here?
From the street.
Well, that there's probably, I'm not great with distances, but that's probably 50 yards.
Yeah. So
I have a question, and that map right there, if you'd keep it, Scott, that was my question, is the distances. If it's 10-acre parcel, you're looking at a quarter of a 40, which would be 13-20 long, mm-hmm. and be 330 wide. What are the dimensions there?
Oh, 8,061 feet long plus 245 this leg. I guess it's 974 feet. This leg says 974.33 feet. The back is 359, and this one's 896.
Now, something
plus
looks
the 254.
Something looks different, though. You, when I was on it, there was a giant pond and
I've
a big
got, it's, this
a wall.
This obviously isn't updated. There's a pond here that I dug with there's a 30-foot wall. That's how,
yeah, how the 30. Yeah, it's like, yeah. There's a whole wall across that back.
So that's an old off of Google Map.
Yeah, that's just your GIS. Probably 2015.
About the arrows and shooting, I didn't mention before. By ASA regulations, we cannot have a bow on a property that shoots over 290 feet per second. So if you show up with a hunting rig that you set up to go hunt elk, you're going to have to turn your bow down before we let you shoot. Because our target, number one, we don't want to tear our targets up. And number two, it's just not, it comes to a fairness level. If you're shooting a faster, flatter bow, you're going to have an advantage over someone that is shooting a slower bow. So everybody, that's just the ASA rules and regulations.
So can you go back to the map that has the 1 through 30? Okay, right there. Okay, so when I went through this course, the way that graded that land is, on that 1 through 30, there's no way that could ever be dangerous. Even I'd let my 5-year-old shoot a bow around them. The only thing I saw that could ever be a potential was that practice range was following alongside that property line. I could see how he would collect arrows out of the yard. I could see how that could potentially happen before there's fence. Fence probably did make a big difference. But my suggestion in that situation was the majority of the usage is in that loop, which is probably safe, because, man, that is a steep hill, and I don't see anybody hanging out walking that mountainside, because it is very steep. Matter of fact, it was a four-wheel drive to get down this thing and back up, and I will probably never use this range, because it's a heck of a workout just to even go through it. It's huge. As a matter of fact, it's probably too big for as much archery as I like to shoot. But again, my concern went back to that practice range. If you guys probably would have rotated that rectangle where your outcome was 22 degrees more towards the northwest, you probably wouldn't have had any concern from your neighbor at all.
I disagree. If I lived next door to this, yeah, I would let my kids outside.
Yeah.
I just don't think it belongs in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I don't think putting up some wooden fences is going to address the neighbor's concerns. The concerns that they brought up have not been addressed. So I don't think planning and zoning erred in their decision. And I haven't heard anything tonight that changes my mind.
Yeah, it was an 8-0 vote. You know, Howard was there. I wasn't, but that tells me a lot. And if there, now, you sat on both meetings. Did you hear more information, different information? What is the difference in the information they heard?
It's been a while since the last meeting. I mean, there's some different people that I think spoke tonight, but it's basically the same message. It was a better presentation. I think it's a great organization that's doing a great, has a great reason for being. They've got a good course there. It's just in the wrong location, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What would be the right location?
That's not a question you can answer. So.
Wouldn't be a residential subdivision.
Yeah.
That's not a residential subdivision. That is all zoned agricultural, correct?
Well, I'm looking. I'm looking at two homes. So.
Right. Exactly.
And that's I've answered.
And questions. I don't know.
Yeah. Do we have any other comments? Any other questions?
So, is there a definitive answer on whether it's a subdivision or not?
Well, you got neighbors.
Well, there's not corn and bean fields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still agricultural by default.
Yeah.
But they got neighbors that live in houses, that have kids and have pets. And I don't see where planning and zoning made an error, which is our job. If we feel that planning and zoning made an error, we change it. My opinion is I haven't seen where they made an error. I'd be willing to entertain a motion to approve their appeal if someone would like to make that motion.
Well, again, from being on that property, and I can totally see the outlook of it being with other neighbors, but again, we're talking about archery, not guns. And we're talking about the fact that they have taken the time to really lay it out in a safe way, other than making a change maybe to their practice range. But we're talking about if you had even 50 people out there, even if you had 100 people shooting bows, you can't hear them bows. And in every one of those 1 through 30s that I saw, an arrow can't go past that target without, if it missed the target even by a chance, they've actually taken the time to lay it out with trees where it ain't going to go past it. So
would you like to make a motion to approve the appeal?
I would like to make a motion to approve the appeal.
Do we have a second to approve the appeal? Do we have a motion to deny the appeal?
I would make that motion.
Do we have
I would second that.
Any further discussion?
The reason for denying the appeal is just exactly the same issues that the planning and zoning
I agree.
Department denied the appeal.
I agree.
It's because of the area that it's in, the size of the property, safety.
Any other comments?
And location.
All in favor of denying the appeal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay.
Nay.
So the appeal's denied.
But was 3-1.
Okay.
3-1.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Any further old or new business?
Nothing I have on your agenda.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Give a second. All in favor say aye.